This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Higher temperatures are spreading across the southern United States, bringing some relief to a region weary of winter weather. The region faces a challenging cleanup and expensive repairs from days of extreme cold and widespread power outages. In hard-hit Texas, where millions were warned to boil tap water before drinking it, the warm-up that began Saturday is expected to last for several days. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster in Texas, directing federal agencies to help in the recovery. More than 70 deaths are being blamed on the weather. Over the weekend, more than 300,000 customers were without power, many of them in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Officials with the city of Shreveport's water department say they are making progress in water system repairs. As of Sunday, it has been reported that about 10,000 customers are still below minimum water service as line pressures are still low. The water system is expected to be fully restored by Tuesday, but most customers should see improvement in service before then. Shreveport water customers are still under a boil advisory. At last look on the city of Shreveport's government Facebook page, water can be picked up at Urey Middle School, Huntington and Byrd High School, and Independence Stadium and Southern University. People did a lot of things to stay warm last week that weren't necessarily pandemic safe and could contribute to another surge in cases. Many people, even doctors, had to break their COVID-safe household bubbles to stay warm with friends or family. Dr. Caitlin Jedalina, an epidemiologist for UT Health School of Public Health, explains.
Usually when you go to a friend's house, a lot of people don't wear masks. You know, our kids were playing together. And so there really are a lot of factors that could negatively influence transmission.
Then you have people gathering in warming centers and shelters and in long lines to get food and water, all increasing the risk of COVID-19 spread. Add to that the presence of the UK variant B.1.17 in Texas, and we may see our recently declining numbers begin to go back up in a week or so. Arkansas's Republican governor is making it clear he won't back Donald Trump if the former president runs for the White House in 2024. While appearing on CNN's State of the Union interview program yesterday, Hutchinson said it's time to move on to different voices in the Republican Party.
But we have to have many different voices, and in my view, we can't let him define us for the future because that would just further divide our country, and it would hurt our Republican Party.
Trump is expected to remain a major influence in the Republican Party and will speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida this Sunday. Many in the GOP expect Trump to run again in 2024. As for whether he would support Trump's second bid for the White House, Hutchinson said,
I would not support him for re-election in 2024. He's going to have a voice, but as former presidents do, but there's many voices in the party, and again, he should not define our future. We've got to define it for ourselves, and that has to be based upon the principles that really gave us the strength in America.
As for Hutchinson's political future, he can't run again for governor as he is term limited. You're listening to Red River Radio News.